You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Of the floor. So if you have a beige-based floor, then I'd probably do something similar in the tones of the paint, a beige or a tan paint. If I have a gray floor, I'd probably do some sort of a gray tone in the walls. I happen to use a color called Blue Whale, which was sort of a gray-blue color, definitely gray, but a gray-blue color with white trim and white ceilings and then nickel fixtures. And it really looks like $1 million with that floor with the chips in it. And my chips were black and white, and they had a little bit of that blue-gray tone. So it came together quite beautifully. The next thing you want to address in a garage to make it look finished is the windows. I don't feel that it's always safe to have windows that are open so people can see into, number one, what you have, cars in the driveway, who's home, who's not home. So I recommend that you use the 2-inch white vinyl composite blinds. You can get them at a big box store. They're perfect for a garage. They'll probably tie into your under treatments in your home and give you nice consistent lines. And then I would install those. Typically they're between $20 and $30, and you do a couple of windows and they make a big difference. You have a nice clean inside mount line with the white, whether you do a gray or a tan base, and they really finish off the way a garage looks. So now we've painted the floor. We've done that extra step with the chips that make it easier to walk on. We've painted out the walls. We painted out the baseboards and the ceiling. We've replaced the bare bulbs with flush mount fixtures. And now we have simple vinyl blinds on the windows. The last thing I would do in the garage is to create, if you have the headroom, some sort of storage. A lot of times if you're updating your kitchen, I will take your original kitchen cabinets, paint them out white, change the hardware, and then hang them on the back wall of the garage so that you have storage. Any sort of basic grade lumber can be used. I typically like to use white. You can also use gray in that space and make it very functional. We don't want to have everything we have out, but garage and basements are catch-alls for everything. So if you can add some sort of storage in white, I think that can be a very big help. So Gilda, I hope I gave you some good ideas. I did go through quite a bit with this, but I think most of us have a garage issue. And it's very important that if we make the garage nice and you feel good about it, that you keep it up. So something for you to think about. All right, we're going to go to our first set of commercials, and I'll be back shortly with more of Modern Design 2, Design Dilemmas.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntonChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntonChamberRadio.com app today.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. American